Namaskar, this is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. A recent news item mentions that various trade bodies, industry associations and tax associations all over the country have approached the Revenue Secretary, Dr. Ajay Bhushan Pandey, seeking his intervention to prevent a prosecution culture which has rampantly seeped into the income tax department all over India. It talks about a situation where prosecution is being launched against ordinary taxpayers for even minor violations or very unintentional, non-deliberate violations under of the Income Tax Act. It mentions a kind of a prosecution raj where prosecution cases are being launched across the board, unmindful of whether they fit the bill or not, of whether the violation was intentional, willful, deliberate. Irrespective of that, a mere technical violation also today attracts prosecution. And this prosecution, mind you, is in addition to the fact that the hapless taxpayer has already paid taxes. He may have also already paid penal interest, also penalty paid on any default that he may have done if it was leviable. And in addition to that, he is now being treated like a criminal, dragged to criminal courts under criminal prosecution launched by the Income Tax Department. So, what are the kind of prosecution cases going on? And they are going on in huge numbers and the numbers are rising. You will be prosecuted for a delayed filing of your income tax return or a non-filing of your income tax return. You will be prosecuted for a delayed payment of taxes or non-payment of taxes. You will be prosecuted for delayed or non-deduction and payment of tax at source. You will be prosecuted even if the income tax department has raised wrong demands on you, disputed demands, which you may later on win an appeal. The demands may be struck off, but you will still be prosecuted for disputed demands that you have been unable to pay. You will be prosecuted for all such technical violations or where there is a difference of opinion in the very interpretation of the law that is being applied to you. But despite that, prosecution does take place irrespective of the merits of the case. You may be in a situation where your income tax refund has not been given to you and you have delayed the payment of TDS. You will still be prosecuted despite the fact that it is you who did not get the very refund, income tax refund from the government, because of which you may have not been able to pay your TDS on time. Prosecutions are taking place irrespective of the merits of the case. They are taking place whether you are willful or non-willful. They are taking place without being bothered to check whether it was a deliberate prosecution where the tax evasion has benefited the taxpayer. A minor technical violation which has not benefited the taxpayer and for which he has already paid penalty or penal interest doesn't deserve a prosecution. But prosecution is being launched and it is being launched across the board. These kind of prosecutions hurt the small entrepreneur the most because he is not able to engage the services of expensive advocates and consultants to contest in courts. He has to be present in court wherever a criminal prosecution case is launched at the cost of his business and livelihood, both of which suffer. To us, this prosecution culture that has seeped in is just yet another means of collecting additional taxes, which we would think are in an illegal mode, particularly where it is being launched and collected from non-willful defaulters. And how is it resulting in collection of taxes? Rather, in collection of additional revenue. In most of the prosecution cases that are launched, there's an alternate mechanism under the Income Tax Act to prevent it. And you prevent it by paying what is called compounding fees. And very often, this compounding fees could be much, much more than the very tax amount that is involved. It is very often in multiples of the tax amount involved. And that results in a higher tax collection for the government, not in a very legal manner if you ask me. Because if a non-willful defaulter is being prosecuted, I don't think that's fair and judicious. And this entire approach of the government in terms of prosecution and how biased it is also very evident from the fact that in addition to annual tax collection targets which are given to officers, they are also now being given annual prosecution targets. How can you have an annual prosecution target given to an income tax officer? It's like giving a daily target to a cop to arrest a criminal, even if there is none. And that is exactly the situation. Ordinary taxpayers are being forced into harassment cases by the income tax department for violations that do not deserve such an across-the-board prosecution cases which are being launched. The industry is concerned, the tax associations are concerned, but it is the government that needs to be concerned. And mind you, I can also tell you that a number of income tax officers resent this kind of a mindless, reckless, frivolous and casual prosecution regime which is foisted on them. It is they who face the hapless taxpayer, knowing very well that it was not a fit case for prosecution, but they are only following orders, they are only trying to comply with targets that have been given to them. And this resentment is very evident sometimes, but the officer says, I have a target to meet. So, prosecution, a culture which has come in the income tax department and has caught momentum during the Modi regime in particular, in a very fast pace, is actually unwarranted. It also goes against the very promise of the FM and the PM very often, where they have called for a taxpayer-friendly income tax regime and a non-adversarial income tax administration. This is the most adversarial form of administration that can take place because, in addition to taxation, penal interest, penalty, a prosecution being launched takes it to yet another level of harassment. And who are being harassed the most? The small taxpayer. And the small taxpayer gets harassed in such a way that his livelihood suffers, his business suffers, which has already immensely suffered in the aftermath of the draconian demonetization and the hurried GST. We do hope that the Revenue Secretary is able to actually stop this culture of prosecution, unwanted prosecution that has come into the department in very recent years. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.